Turkish police have clashed with protesters in Istanbul who are rallying against the government's military operations in this country's southeast. At least two protesters were injured in the clashes. Police used tear gas to disperse demonstrators, but some media reports say that security forces were using live ammunition. Now, that claim hasn't been verified or confirmed by any official sources yet. Protesters are angry over Ankara's crackdown in Turkey's Kurdish-populated areas. Similar protests also held southeastern town of Batman. That turned ugly after Turkish police used force to disperse demonstrators there as well.
I think the aims are to crush the Calais and Dunkirk refugee camps, to move a few people into these shipping containers. But even the facilities they provided are not sufficient for the amount of people that they're dispersing, which means that people will either be forced to leave France and go elsewhere, or they'll be forced to sleep rough in Calais, in the town, which would leave them open to and vulnerable to attacks by Nazis and fascist organizations that have been active in the area.
A number of Batman protesters were detained. Now, this is not part of this. So I'm going to go ahead and finish. We're showing the wrong image there, but that is actually the right image. A number of Batman protesters were detained. Demonstrators were holding a ceremony to remember the day when the leader of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, Abdullah Öcalan, was arrested back in 1995. The event was banned by authorities as Ankara considers the PKK as an illegal party. Tensions flared up after the government launched a military campaign against PKK following a breakdown of a peace deal back in July.